The Gemara continues in the Sugya Mezuzah. We're holding Daf Yud Aleph, Omed Aleph, two lines before the bottom. Ulav Yehuda, Stoma Devi Hakol Potter. The Gemara said, Machloikis Tanoim. Machloikis Rav Yehuda and Rav Kahana. Rav Yehuda holds, Rav Kahana holds, Letamei, the Hainu. Mechatzois, a Potter. Why? Noshim Oimdoi Shom Arumois. So it's not a dirish of COVID, it's Arumois. Stoma, meaning a base atevin, a storage house without noshim mechatzois, according to Rav Kahana, that is the machlokes tanoim. One says yichai, one says yipotah. Miskashtois, meaning it's a place that they miskashet, that they put on makeup and perfume, so it makes it a mokem dira, then avada l'kuli alma, according to Rav Kahana, will be chayiv. Rav Yudah said, punk faket. Rav Yudah says, letamei dahainu. The machloikas gufa is by miskashtois. Is that sufficient enough considered a mokam dira because they go in miskashtois, like Tosfos explains? The miskashtois is the machloikas, not by stoma. But by stoma, and mechatzois, he agrees. Obviously, it's a rumor, it's potter. By stoma, according to Rav Yudah, kuli alma is potter. So it comes to the machloikas, according to Rav Kahana, stoma is the machloikas. According to Rav Yudah, stoma is the kuli alma potter. A warehouse is potter. We don't pass it like a Yudah. But a component, that's a Yudah shita. And that Gemara continues. Ule Rav Yehuda stomed ibahakol poter two lines for the bottom. V'otanya state in posik bishorecha state uchsafta mamzuz bisecha uvishorecha echot shari batim from there the shorim of batim are included echot shari chatzeros the shorim that you enter chotze with echot shari medinois echot shari ayorois and the nekuda in the brayse is the refes is a barn velulin or a chicken coop. Umatven, a place where you store tevin, v'oitzres yayin, a place that you store wine, v'oitzres shemen, chayovim b'mezuzah. So we see clearly, stoma is chayiv. And according to Rav Kahana, this is according to the Tana that says chayiv. It's machlokes tanoim. But according to Rav Yehuda, kulam is stoma is potter. The machlokes is only miskashtes, which shafs Hashem dira, because you're doing a maisa diurin, you're going in miskashet, but stoma is potter. Here we see stoma is chayiv. Then the brayse continues, before the Gemara is the kasha. Yochol shani marbe, av beishar, a beishar. Of what? Zog Rashi, bayis kotten shoysen fnei shara chotzer, a small little home, that you make in front of the chotzer, and they use it as a kapandria, as a shortcut, or achsadra. Achsadra is a walkway, a hallway in front of the homes. Umepeset is a second floor balcony hallway. Talmud Loimar, you might think that those are also included to be chayev. Talmud Loimar, bayis. Since these places are not a place that you will live, it's not a place of an abode. So they excluded. Which is homes, places, rooms that are not considered dira shel kovod. You don't do tashmishe kovod over there. You do something that will be a bizoyin for the mezuzah to be there. Which smells. Where the oimdois over there, ubeis atvila, where it's less zuamo, as much like we said in Omer Aleph, like a beis amechatz. Talmud loy ma'nein bayis, ma bayis osi luchovid. There has to be diras kovid, a tashmishal kovid, avkola osi luchovid, yotzu elu shein asin luchovid. Then the brayse continues, yochol shani marbaf harabayis. The harabayis, there were many different areas and lishkois that you could have placed in mezuzah. Va lishkois va azorois. Talmud loy ma'bayis, ma bayis uchoil. It has to be dafka, something that is not in Kodesh. Af kol shu choyl, yotzu elu shein Kodesh. Now, these are excluded, but it doesn't mean that lishkas parhedrin, or the shah neknar, like we said in the Gemara before parhedrin. Lishkas parhedrin, you know, we said there is a mezuzah. So mele that would not be included in yotzu elu shein Kodesh. But lemaisa, a regular thing that's in Kodesh is excluded. But what's the ikka Gemara effect? The Gemara tiufta. What's the tiufta? The tiufta is an omen aleph. The brayse says that refes velulin umatvin va'oitzes yain va'oitzes shemen chayom b'mezuzah. According to Rabbi Yudah, stoma is potter. Here we see clearly not like that. So Rabbi Yudah is itoisiv. The halacha is talking like Rabbi Yudah. The halacha is that a base a oitzer, even though it's not a place, the shach says because the ma'aser you go there, it's enough for a reason that you go there. But the ma'aser base a oitzer, a storage place, a person has a home that he only uses for storage. There's no bedroom over there. He doesn't sleep there. He doesn't live there. Is chayv in mezuzah like the machlokes tanoim alid Rav Kahana? The shach explains you always have to see a mokam dira. It has to be a mokam dira. Dira pashtas means you sleep, but dira can also mean a place that you constantly go to. Zok the shach, the pshat in beis ha'oitz is because you go in there. So mainly you go in there, or you could go in there. So mainly you check it out. So that's considered the chiyuv on the dyer to place a mezuzah. Now, Legabi the Gefes Bokor. Tosis has a kasha. The Gemara has a kasha on Rav Yehuda that the Gefes Bokor over here. It says it's Chayev. Zok Tosis, maybe we say we're talking about Miskashtois. Zok Tosis in the bottom of the Aleph, lo have a Matzalishnui Miskashtois. You can't say we're talking about the Gefes Bokor that the woman go in there and to make themselves up. Chadet the Begefes and Miskashtois. Gefes, we said before in Tosis, is the place where the animals themselves are. Came in the meluchluchu, it's dirty, it's soiled. Ubehemoi meritboy bekvius kede parashil el. So it's not mistaven that that's where they're going to be miskashtois. Inami, another teretz, came in the ketorim di bahadi hanuch. Since it's mentioned together with the other ones in this braisa. Da'afilu bistoma chayeves. So im kein, refes bokanam bistoma ayri. We're not talking about it's miskashtois. We're not talking about miskashtois. Salkoponim, refes boker is a place that they're not miskashtois. And that's the kash we asked of Yudah. So, lahaloch lemaisa, Eli mentioned the first day when we started Revis Bokar. He said, "Lemais, it's a mokum meluchluch, a mokum zevel. It's a place that putrid. So how do you place a mezuzah there? So the points come back and say, either because the mezuzah has two kisuyin, so maybe you could place it. It's not, unless it's mamish bad, so the Shai Shuvataka brings, or Shuvan brings, that it depends if the mashkev is michutz from the, it depends how the door closes. If the mashkev is in the inside, then maybe taka would not be considered like a bathroom kemat. But if the mashkev is on the outside, on the bathroom, on beskisi, we don't do this. We don't say beskisi with the mashkev on the outside of your place. No. But by Revis Bokar, which be'etzim is a place of storage, just happens to be, it also smells. So mail over there, with a little town of garden, similar. So then it would be placed on the outside of Zoktor HaShulchan if the mashkev taka closes the other direction.
So if a beskisi has two entrances.
The first one would.
First entrance,
that's it.
You're
asking, it's a knisa to a beis akise. It's a question is, what is the size of that room? If it's dalal al dalad, and you have a little wash sink over there, then it's for sure a cheder. If it's not a dalal al dalad, then it's a knisa to the beis akise, that would be different. Then it's not a cheder.
We don't do it.
If it's less than dalal al dalad, and it's a knisa to the beis akise, beis akise doesn't have, so the knisa to beis akise doesn't have either.
We're going to clarify. You know, the
basic key
is the chiyuv. It
smells.
You can't.
Ain't a
dirish
of COVID. No, it's not
chiyuv.
Or
the reason is, it's not
beisachin. It's not a dirish of COVID. Correct.
Never.
It's not a dirish of COVID. By a gef, it's upshot. Not a dirish of COVID. It happens to be. It smells. So the male is question if it's covered or if the mashkev is out. A beisakise in beisamechet is not a tashmish of COVID. So it's not considered beisachin.
No, back to the warehouse. It says beisachin. If you don't.
So zok the shach, a warehouse a person goes into. You don't neglect your warehouse. You're going to be rats there. But even if a place of storage, you're going to go in there. So dos is called a maisa diyurin. Diyurin doesn't mean a bed and a pillow. Diyurin means you go in there. That's called beis echo already.
And you said yesterday in a sharecha, why do you need the word sharecha for?
So the arsameach has a lomdish shtickle. Right, but arsameach says. Correct. So that's the Arsamech's kasha. What if you come out to Shorech or Tepkle, it's a bias, it's just an entrance to the bias. Zok the Arsamech, there's two dinim in Hilchos Mezuzah. There's the din Shorecho and there's the din bias. And then Avkamina is the Gabi Shutvitz with the Akum. When is the Shutvitz Akum shter, even by a mute, even by 1%? That's by a bias. But by Shorecho, it's not totally in me. It's Zok Vashi Bimduktik Roy Vishrol. Because Shorecho is a din ear, it's not a din bias. By ear, so male over there, the Gemara Subas Meme says, and shame ear is by Roy Vishrol. A shame ear, Akum is called Roy Vakum. Zok the Malvaita. Tony Rav Shmuel by Yehuda Kamei Rova. Shisha Shorim Pturim in Amazuzah, six Shorim that are potter from Mezuzah. Beis HaTeven. Beis HaTeven. Now, it's potter. Now, either we're going according to Rabbi Yehuda Lekuli Alma, like we just said, Rabbi Yehuda holds the storage out. Stoma is potter, stoma for oitzer, Beis HaTeven is oitzer, or you're going according to Rav Kahana, and we're talking about it's talking about Roy Chatzois, Lekuli Alma potter, or you're going according to the Tana that says that by stoma is pligi. So Mela, that's what Rach learns. Rabbi Chananel says clearly over here. Rav Kahana mukim lok shanoshim roichtzos ben. Rav Kahana says that beis hateven is chayiv unless it's machlokes tanoim or b'makom roichtzos. So he learns up this that it's roichtzos according to Rabbi Yehuda. This is the kuli alma. So tonik Rav Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda kamei derav shishu shalom p'tur min hamezuzah beis hateven ubeis haboko ubeis haeitzim storage for eitzim ubeis haoitzrois v'shar hamodai. Shar hamodai is a shar that is made in the size of a kippah. A kippah means a half a circle. So like the picture over here in the side, that's called the Shara Modai. We'll see soon. Gemara is going to discuss the Shara exactly. V'shara she'ena mekura, or a Shara that is not roofed. There's no roof. V'shar shein gevoya yud. If v'shar is not gevoya yud, so it's not a minimum shiar has to be goy v'asora goy chav dalet. If it's not goy chav dalet tvochim on asora tvochim, it's not called an entrance. Omalei, fact the markasha, you started off this brisa. That what shisha shorim, but if you count them, there's seven. Beis ha-teven, beis ha-boker, beis ha-eitzim, beis ha-oitzus, shara modai, shara shen mekura, v'shara shen gevoya yud. That's seven. Omale petachta b'shisha, v'selakta b'shiva. Omale shara modai tanoihi. This circular arch entrance is a machlokes tanoim, so mele excluded, it's taka six. Why is it machlokes tanoim? The tanya. Kipo, if you have this arch entrance, remeye mechai b'mezuza, v'chachomim poitrim. This is a machlokes, and we'll see soon in what specific case. Ramei is mechayv b'mezuzah by kippah and chomim pata. V'shovin, there is no machloikas shem yesh b'ragla asoro. If let's say the entrance is 10 tefachim tall, there's no question. If it's 10 tall and 4 wide, that's avada according to everyone is chayiv. That's not a machloikas. Shachayv b'mezuzah, dalad and on width and yud in height. Omer Abaya, the kuli al megvoy yud ve'ein b'raglo gimel v'laf klumi. Or likewise, if let's say the arch eventually becomes curvier and narrower. If it starts becoming narrower, that means pachas midalad, before it reaches the height elevation of three tvachim, that means pachas migimel is kolavut skaras osum. So then everyone agrees. Even a mayor would say that it's not considered a knisa. It has to be at least in the height of gimel tvachim off the ground. Ois lovud, it has to be wide four. Over there, a mayor is mechadish choikin. We'll see in a second what the word choikin is. But it has to be a minimal of gimel high. If it's not gimel high, but it's wide four, then everyone agrees vaita. It's not going to be good. Inami, another case where everyone agrees it's no good. Yesh begaglo gimel. Let's say it has an elevation of 3 and it's wide 4. The ain begoy vayud, but it never reaches 10. The height of the shar of the Pesach is 9. It doesn't reach 10. We don't say choikakin on height. We only say choikakin on width. The hainu, you don't chisel out the wall that extends after the opening on height, only on width. So if it's even if it's yesh b'raglo gimel, but the goyv is not yud, then even a mayor agrees v'laf klumi. Where is this machloikas that we're saying we're excluding shayim modai? It's machloikas a mayor chomim. Lo nechku ele b'gvoya yud. It's taka ten tall, no question. V'yesh b'raglo gimel. It has the width of 4 above 3. That means it reaches 3 above aras michta, above the din of shir lavud. That it's taka 4 wide. However, after gimel high, it starts narrowing and it's not wide anymore, even though it's high 10. Ve'ein b'roich v'dalet. V'yesh bo lochuk lashlim al arba. See the picture on the side? There's two pictures, at least by me and the Rashi, on the side, under the gilin hashatz. 1 and 2. That means the picture 1, there is no makom to be lochuk. It's just the arch. There's no way to chisel. Picture number 2, even though the arch becomes less than 4, even though it's high 10, in width it's not 4 all the way to the end, but you can chisel out the bricks on the side, imaginary chisel, choykin lahashlim, in order that it's considered that you have wide 4 all the way to up to 10. So that's a machlek zamein chachomim. Zamein is of a choykin lahashlim. He said choykin. The rabbon and savri, ain choykin lahashlim, even if you weren't choykek, zamein is machadish, keilu you could be choykek. This is the zelda machlek is erev and yud aleph, legabi choykin. Over here it's yuma yud aleph. The exact same machlek is erev and yud aleph. Interesting. The Zelda Omid, the Zelda Blat, is in Erevin Yud Aleph also. The Gabi Machlokes Zemein Chomim in Choykin. Many times in Shas. Psochim Daftes, or Ksubis Daftes, or other you have the same Sugis and Sveikas. Shabbos Davov, Shas a few different places. Zog the Gemara. Tonu Rabbonon. Beis HaKnes. So Mele, that's where it's like a 6, because you take out Moda, because Moda is Machlokes Zemein Chachomim, which means the Din of Choykin. The Beis HaKnesses, which is a place of Rabim, Ubeis HaIsho, even though it's a singular woman, but it's a place of a woman, Ubeis HaShutfin, not because of Aruma Istam, Beis HaIsho, Ubeis HaShutfin, a place of Shutfin, Chayeves B'mezuzah, Chayev B'mezuzah. Zog Dimo, Pshita, why in the world would you think that a bias of an Isha or a bias of Shutfin should put him in a mezuzah? Not talking about Shutfin, I'm talking about regular Shutfin. Zog Dimo, Pshita, Zog Dimo, have him in as follows. Ma'u the tema Beischo, state a mezuzah Beischo, Veloy Beischo, be medaik Beischo, Veloy Beischo, I, Frek Dikvu Asari, all over Kolatari Kula, it's always Beloshin Zocher, doesn't mean it's Lafuke in the Keva, so why would you think Beischo means him and not her? So he says, because since over here, it was up until now, it was Lashon Rabim, and suddenly it reverts to Lashon Yochid, so it's Ledaika maybe, Lafuke Isha, or Lafuke Shutfin. So Ma'ar Detema Beis Chava La Beis Ha. That's going to be the Gemara, the Kedushin, but that's going to be Laman Yerbu, and Echanami. That's another, other acting Sfasemis, others say that would be the Havamina. The Havamina because the Esther B'Ksiva, Yeshna B'Ksiva, Noshim Petulim Mitfilin, and Echanami. Al Kaponim, Ma'aritem, that's another Teretz, and Echanami. Ma'aritem, Beischa, Beischa, Veloy Beisha, Beischa, Veloy Betehem, so it's Afrika Shutvin, Komash Malon, that a Bayesh El Isha or Bayesh El Shutvin is Chayvim Mezuzah. In fact, the Gemara, maybe Tak it's excluded. The Eim HaChanami, maybe Tak should be excluded. Omakro, state and posik name, and that's similar to Gemara Kedushin. Leman Yubu Yamechem Vibebenechem. It says Leman Yubu by the Parsha Mezuzah, Hanubo Chai, Hanulo Bo Chai, Afroy Daphnish, Leman Yubu Yamechem, a woman doesn't have to have extending her life to longevity. Leman Yubu Yamechem, Shutfin don't need Leman Yubu Yamechem. So it isn't, Avada does not Eno Chanami, because it says Beisecho. Avada doesn't mean Lafuke Beiso or Lafuke Baisho Shutfin. Frekta Bikivega, a bomb Bekasha. Bikivegan Gilin Ashas as a bomb kasha, and he blives a tzorchi in godel. Kivegan tzorchi in godel, you don't have to answer. Shash gives a teret, but you don't have to answer it. Kivegan's kasha, lom de shakasha. Zok to Bikivegan as follows. We're saying now there's a difference that maybe in a chanami, a bias of an isha, should be potter. Why? But then Gemara says, no, it can't be, because it's Laman Yerbu. And who are then Shutfin? Zok to Bikivegan, why would you say that? Bishlema by an isha, avada can't be that it's potter because a woman needs chaya. But shutvin is not the pshat and nismayit from chaya. Get yourself a home that's without a shutv and you'll have chaya. A woman, the gavre is excluded. So a male over there can be that she's excluded because she needs a laman yirbu. My saying is shutvin, we're not being mayit the gavre. We're mayit the bias. Let's say a bias, a person lives in a shoal. He's in a borrowed home. A shoal is potum and amezuzah. So you're going to tell me shoal is cannot be nismayit because it's felt in laman yirbu. Don't borrow and go into your own home and you won't be potter. So it's when it's a chisorn in the gavra is muchach that avar laman yirbu can be mamayit isha. But when it's a chisorn in the heft of the place, lemoshel bayis a shutfin, it's not a chisorn in the person. He just goes leave or bayis shoal. You're going to tell me bayis shoal is a chisorn in laman yirbu? Of course not. So the Bikvega Tzorchi in Godel, why the Gemara puts both of them together, the Baishal Isha and Baishal Shutvin, is Mukhachet Zchayiv because of Laman Yirbu. Who stayed there in Baishal Shutvin is because of Laman Yirbu. Baishal Shutvin is like a Baishal Shula. So the Bikvega inside, Kedush Lama Dalet, Koshali, the Zehu Maspik Shalom Lamayid Noshim. This reason of Laman Yirbu is enough to be not to Mayid Noshim. Aval Le'inyan Beisha Shutvin Lo Yishayich Kain. The Habonu Lifto Mitzad Bayis, Mitzad the Heft of the Bayis, not Mitzad the person. The Bayis Kozeh, Ain bachiyu mezuzah, aber gavre bachiyu beninu. We never said shutvin are going to lack in leman yirbu. Just don't live with the shutvas. Kishi yela bais miyuchad. Try to get a mortgage, afford yourself a house, and you'll be chayev. Umayishno, why is any difference? Mi bais shula de potur. V'yochalod de kol yimei chayev bais shula. You can live your whole life in a bais shula and be potur. That doesn't chesaron in leman yirbu. Get out of your predicament, and you'll be chayev. And you'll be in the discuss of leman yirbu. But a shutfin is like a bayis shula. You're going to tell me that's a spar that a varet chayev may? Maybe it's like a potter, like bayis shula is potter. Tzorchi in golav ibkivega. What's the question? The man yibu yamechem. We may benechem. Not my daughters. We're saying the man yibu yamechem. You'll have extension of life. Vimei b'neichem and also your children. It's like Vigarat Levincha state in the Friedik already. That b'neichem is not, Levincha is not dafka, it means your offspring. Same thing over here. Zog di Gemara. Elo, if you're telling me at the end of the day, beisecho, it doesn't mean lafuke shal shutfin shal isha. Elo, ibazoi. Zog di Gemara. Beisecho lomeli. So why does the Taka say beisecho? In the Lashon Yochid, which implies dafka the ish, zogmal kederove anudin the omar rove derech biyoscha beisecha means the way you enter. V'chi okar inish kare when a person lifts his feet, The amina okabereisha. You lift your right foot. The righty lifts his right foot first. So who had in the mokum of placing the mezuzah is on your right when you enter. Zogt Rashi derch biyotzcho liyamin beboyoy lebayis veloy miyamin letzeisoy, and not the right when you exit your home, but the right when you enter the home. And there's a big sheet of the Chazanish over here that says that when you have a porch, even a porch that's closed in, anytime you enter a home, you place it on the right from the outside to the in. Even if there's no way to get from the outside to the in, unless you're inside and you go out, it's an enclosed porch. The Chazanish Shita is that you always go on the right, because the Knesset is always on the right, from the outside is always on the right to the inside. Because the porch itself is not a Mokum Diyugin. It's only the entrance to the inside. So Mela, it's always on the right from the outside to the in. Others argue, the Maril, this Chazanish is based on the B'Kivega. Famous B'Kivega that says that if you have a Chedesh Ein Boi Dalal HaDalad, you have a closet. That's not a walk-in shear, but it's not a b'dalad al-dalad, so it's not chayv mezuzah. Zokim kivega mitzad atzma, it's not chayv mezuzah. But mitzad the cheder that it's going into this closet, going into the big room, you chayv to put a mezuzah on the right of the closet going in. Why? Because it's entrance to the room. So the room itself is potem and a mezuzah, but it's a knisa to in there. I can't have to squeeze in there, it's potem midalad. It's always, you look at it as a knisa to the inside. Zog the chazanish, who adin, by a mepeset, or by something that's even enclosed, outside to the in, you put on the right. Vosna, paskan zog the chazanish, and many neitzol paskan chazanish, and they go, chazanish holds, you're doing the outside, always on the right, no matter what. When it's not enclosed porch, then many hold like that, because it's always a knisa, it's not different than a front entrance. Be'etzim. If you have a porch with a door where you can come in from the outside, then it's posher that you put on the right. The Maaseh, the Maril holds that no, you put it on the right going into the outside, especially by a cheder chutz that you can't get in from the outside, and that's Machlokes HaPoskim. Many Poskim can go like the Maril, but the Chazanish paskins like that you always go on the right based on the Sibiki Vega. Zog the Gemara. Tanya Idoch. We learned another Braise. Beis HaKnesses. If you have a Beis HaKnesses, which is a shul, ubeis ha-shutfin, it's shutfin, ubeis ha-isha, or a base of an isha, not like Gabi Mezuzah now, mitamim b'negoyim, there's something called nigei batim, so you should know, a Beis HaKnesses, and a Beis ha-shutfin, and a Beis ha-isha, are also mitamim b'negoyim. So Gemara, pshita, why would it not be mitamim b'negoyim? Mechteisenat? So Gemara, ma'aritem, you might think, shteit in posuk, uvo asher loy habayis, it says, the person that has the home, and then it says in the pasuk, "V'higil akoyin lema kenegan igli babois." It says, "Ubash aloy habayis." Zok ma aloy v'loy lo. It said, "Behed yelosh and zocher loy habayis." Dafke zocher loy lo loy v'loy lohen lafuke shutvin. So who had in beis haknesses chesaron and shutvin? Komash melon that no, that even a beis haknesses and beis hashutvin beis isha have a parsh of negoyim. Fagmo ve'emach anami, maybe takets excluded. Omako bebeis eretz achuzaskim. There's another pasuk. It says, "Kisavoy le'eretz Kanaan, Hashem noisin lechem lachuzo." V'nesati negatz chas bebeis eretz achuzaskim. Over there, it doesn't say asheloi. It doesn't say loi lafuke lo lafuke shutvin. It says bayis toma. So may let's come to include even beis hashutvin, beis isha, beis haknesses, bebeis eretz achuzaskim. Eloloi lomelis. Why does the taka say loi? So Gemara, misha miyached beis loi. It's coming to tell me. You know why negoyim come on the batim? Someone who's miyached beis loi. He's stingy. He doesn't lend anything that he has in his home to others. He's miyachid, he's biased himself. Shein roitz el hashel kelov. He doesn't lend. People come to his door, I borrow a bottle of milk. I don't lend. V'oy me shein loy chobnisht. So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu mefalsam, or Yavish mefalsam that he has. Hay mefalsam that he has. By nige batim, they take out everything from his home. K'shem fanez beisoy. So then suddenly all the neighbors see, what are you talking about? You don't have. All these things are coming out of your home. So it's the din of loyis, they're telling me, when you're tzarayin, when you're loynik, so maybe you end up being that mefanes breisoy. Prat lemashal kev lachem. Someone who's mashal is kele to others. Then avada is not going to have this punishment of nige batim ubeis haknes. So akoponim deis haknesses be saying has a tumis negoyim. Fegemor beis haknesses mi metam negoyim. Does a beis haknesses tak have a tumis negoyim? V'atanya yochel you bat knesses bat midrash metam negoyim. You might think the metam negoyim talmud loymar ubo asher loy habayis. It has to be miyuchet to a person. Misha miyuchet loy. It has to be miyuchet for one person. The base knesses is a public domain. Yotzu elu shem yuchodim loy. It's not miyuchet. It's not one person's. So gemara loy kasha. It's taka a machloikas remain chachomim legabe the din of base knesses when it comes to mezuzah. And we're comparing mezuzah to the din of nigebatim. And ein chenami, you tell me that nigebatim. It has to be miyuchet loy. Yotzu elu shem yuchodim loy. I L'chayr, we see that it's potter. That it's not metama. So we see that it's excluded. So Gemara, it's machlokes b'mein chachomim by mezuzah, and who then will be the same machlokes by nigei batim? So Gemara loy kasha, hogamei hogabonon by mezuzah. The Tanya, beis haknesses sheish bo beis diga, the beis knesses that you have someone living there. Lechazen haknesses then chay b'mezuzah, because then it's a mokum diurin. V'she'ein bo beis diga, if it's a regular beis knesses without someone living quarters, gamei is mechayev. Ramei says that a beis knesses is chayev even without someone living there. V'chachomim poitrin. Now we pasken like the chachomim that meikra din a beis knesses is potter. Tais is going to bring stories of the Beis Medrash of Rav Huna and Rav Chanina. So Tais on the bottom line says, "V'yeshlamim the Beis Medrash of Rav Chanina of Rav Yehuda, they were shalahem v'loy shal rabim. It was shal atzmo. It was the private Beis Medrash. That's where it's chayev. But be'etzem Beis Knesset we pass on Rabbonon them ikedin it's potter. Now lemaisa in Shulchan Aruch it's brought down Reish Peivov that shal yochid is taka chayev. Like Tais says, Beis Medrash Beis Knesset shal rabim is taka potter. I Zok the shach over there that if you have a Beis HaMedrash where people are sitting in Yoshim and Loimdim Kol HaYoyim, it's Chayev. Why? It becomes a Beis Dira. It becomes a Dira because you're there. If you're sitting and learning Basmod all day, it becomes a Shem Diyurin. So it's Chayev Nechalami Beis Knesses might be part of make it a din like the Chomim. But if they're learning over there, then it becomes like a Beis Dira. Al Kaponim, Zok the Gemara Vaita, Rameim Chayev Chomim Poitrin. So that's one teretz. It's taka machloikas of main chachomim l'gab beis knesses. Vi boi say mitzvede teretz. Hovo rabbonon. Lo'ilu mitzvah rabbonon that say that beis knesses taka potter. So why by nige batim do we see that it's metama or not metama? V'loi kasha. Ho de is beis dira. Ho de less beis dira. Depends. If there's a beis dira there, with someone living there besides beis knesses, then it's chayev. Then it's metama. If it's not, then it's not. Vi boi say the third teretz. Hovo ho de less beis dira. It both of them are talking about no beis dira. And it's going to the chachomim. It depends what kind of Beis Knesses. V'ho de krochim, v'ho de kvorim. It depends if it's a krach or a kfar. De krochim, the krochim, zog Rashi, shumokim shvokim, umiskaptim, shumokim koim isharbe. It's numerous people come from many places. V'yasu yolachol aboli spalol. Anyone who wants to come and daven comes. V'ein lo bailim yuchodim. There's no specific bailim. So then it's akapota. There's no bailim. It's a free-for-all. It's a shtibel. Everyone comes in. Mashengi de kvorim, kol bailim nikorim. All the members are very nicker. It's a small little kfar. Then it blabs like a base of shutvin, and then otake bichayv. So the three truths in the Gemara legabe beis knesses, either machlok zemein chachomim, or depends if a beis dira or not a beis dira libra bonon, or it depends if it's a kvar or if it's a krach, and it depends a kvar. It's a small, so it's like a shutvin krach. It's not considered. It's considered shel rabim. And the halacha, like we said, we put a mezuzah in beis knesses. But if you ever go to a shul, I've seen it many times, a shul, a beis knesses, not a beis medrash, because without a mezuzah, it's because we pass like chachomim meikar din, it's potter. Even those that put, you'd put without a brocha, because the ma'aseh is not a mokum dira.
And the shuls, beis knesses don't have a mezuzah.
That's what I'm saying. They don't have because we pass like chachomim, their beis knesses, potter and mezuzah. And chachomim. Now the ones that have, especially if it's a mokum that they learn, so that's based on the Shach and others, that makes it a Mokum Dira. Legabe, this is the end of the Sugi Mezuzah, and this is Legabe, we had Legabe Shar Ha'ir, so Shar Ha'ir Be'etzim, even by Rebbe Sol, the Halacha, we hold this potter, because they might come to take it off, Goyim, and who are they? Anytime there's a Mokum Sakona of a Goyim, that's when you paint, you take off your Mezuzah. You're not supposed to take off your Mezuzah, you're supposed to leave for the next person. Anytime there's a Chashash of Gneva, Avada, it's potter min a Mezuzah.